With your latest news, I'm April Cummings. Motorists are being urged to avoid Linford-Pearson Highway and use alternates like Crewe Road or South Sound Road instead. This after a motor vehicle accident this afternoon that sent two people to the hospital. Police and emergency services were called out to the scene around 3 o'clock today. The collision occurred on the easterly lanes, which were closed as emergency services responded. According to reports from the scene, a car crossed over the median and hit two people working in the median. Authorities have confirmed that two people were taken to the hospital for treatment. Again, if you're in Georgetown, avoid the Linford-Pearson Highway. You're advised to use Crewe Road or go through South Sound instead. We have some Radio Kaman personnel in traffic, and they say it is moving pretty slowly out there, so be patient and give yourself plenty of time. The power is back on in Cayman Brac after an outage this afternoon. The lights went out at 1:57 p.m. and power restored around 2:12 p.m. The cause of the outage is under investigation, but we're told engineers are on site doing testing and working on system upgrades. The latest report from the Economics and Statistics Office shows the country's economy grew by 4% in the first 9 months of 2023. Radio Kaman's Carsley Fuller reports.
Kaman's third quarter economic results are released by the Economics and Statistics Office, marking local growth. The 4% spike in real gross domestic product in the Cayman Islands can be attributed to growth across almost all sectors, the largest being in hotels and restaurants, which grew by 26.4%. This was supported by growth of 6.7% and 7.6% in the transport, storage, and communication, and other sectors, respectively. The report says the recovery in tourism-related activities coupled with high temperatures in the summer also boosted activities in the electricity and water supply sector by nearly 10%. The financing and insurance services sector, the largest contributor to Cayman's gross domestic product, grew by an estimated 3.1% in the first 9 months of the year. The central government recorded an overall surplus of $72 million. This resulted from revenue of $846 million and expenditure of $773 million. The central government's outstanding debt decreased to $469 million. The ESO report shows that work permits at the end of September totaled 36,000, an increase of nearly 12% when compared to the same period in 2022. According to the report, the accommodation and food services sector accounted for the majority of the additional work permits, with an increase of nearly 23%. Notable increases were also observed in construction, wholesale, and retail trade, activities of household employers, and administrative and support services. The construction sector remains the largest user of work permit holders, accounting for more than 17% by the end of September. There were more than 4,600 civil servants employed by the central government by the end of the third quarter, an increase of more than 4.5%. The number of Caymanians was up 1% to just over 3,100, while the number of non-Caymanians spiked 13% to about 1,400. I'm Carsley Fuller.
For more information on the Cayman Islands Third Quarter Economic Report 2023, visit eso.ky. In related news, data from CEMA, the Cayman Islands Monetary Authority, reveals that two residential properties were foreclosed in the third quarter of 2023. This was relative to no foreclosures in the same quarter of 2022 and one in the previous quarter. As of September, there were 57 properties in the foreclosure inventory, valued at U.S. $18.4 million. According to the ESO report, this reflects an increase from the 56 properties valued at U.S. $15.1 million a year ago. The foreclosure inventory value accounts for 0.6% of the total value of residential mortgages, which amounts to $3 billion. An update now on upgrades to Cayman Brac's water system. CIGTV's Donna Bush has more.
Water Authority crews are busy with the ongoing piped water expansion project on the sister island. The focus on the pipeline expansion program in Cayman Brac, which is now up to and including Land's End Road, follows a year of work to upgrade and optimize the reverse osmosis water production plant at the West End Waterworks. Now, the works has increased water production capacity by 70%, allowing the authority to drop its 2,000-gallon limit on trucked water orders on the sister island. The Honorable Premier first announced this change at the authority's new Cayman Brac customer service office opening earlier this month. The Water Authority's pipeline expansion project is expected to reach Stake Bay by the end of this year.
That is CIGTV's Donna Bush. A partial solar eclipse is happening next month, and the Cayman Islands Astronomical Society will be on hand to help you view it safely. CIAS's President Tyen Miller.
Our volunteers will be there to help explain the event, and we'll have a telescopic projection system set up to view the event safely. Maximum coverage will be at 1:49 p.m. Nevertheless, at least part of the Earth's shadow will cover parts of the sun from 12:40 p.m. until 2:55 p.m. In the Cayman Islands, the eclipse will not be total, yet it will be for some other parts of the world. We'll also have Cayman Islands Astronomical Society members live streaming the event from the totality zone in Texas, so look out for the link.
Which you can find on the CIAS Facebook page. The solar eclipse is April 8th, and the Astronomical Society will be set up at Kamana Bay near the cinema.
It's the National Day of Prayer, and this country really needs all the prayers it can stand. I'm just overwhelmed by the amount of pastors that have shown up and really sent a good word out to everyone in the Cayman Islands. And happy Easter to all those who are listening to my voice.
Acting Tourism Minister the Honorable Heather Bodden today, as dozens of people, including a number of civil servants, joined in prayer outside the glass house next to the Government Administration Building. The Honorable Andre Ebanks was among them.
Acting Premier, tell me what it was like to be out here today and see all these people from different denominations, from different walks of life, gathering together out here.
Glorious. One word, glorious. Take time at lunchtime to be able to share the word, share messages on key subjects that are affecting the community right now. In this season of Easter, glorious.
I always see different people coming in, different churches sometimes, different people from the community coming in, and I just think to myself, isn't it beautiful to see so many different people from so many different walks of life in one place doing this very thing?
Exactly, and if you think about some of the troubled areas in the world where different walks of life are having trouble harmonizing, to see the reflection of individuals who have come together in prayer from different walks of life in peace and harmony, again, glorious.
Deputy Governor the Honorable France Manderson, meantime, says he is always touched by this event, which includes song and prayer for those serving the islands in a number of capacities.
It was really wonderful to be here this afternoon. I want to thank the Ministers Association for putting on this event, for being here to pray for our leaders, to pray for our people, prepare for emergency service, our first responders, people in social services, people who are doing their very best to keep us safe, our uniformed services. So it was really great to be here. We must not take this opportunity for granted. We are very blessed in the Cayman Islands that we have an opportunity to come together from different walks of life with one common purpose, and that is to serve our God and to pray for those who are in need of assistance. It is a privilege that we must never take for granted.
The National Day of Prayer is sponsored and organized each year by the Cayman Ministers Association. That is your latest local news. I'm April Cummings.